Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Welcome. I'm Jada Williams, your National Chair of NABWIC Blog Talk Radio, NABWIC Talks. Today on NABWIC Talks, we will be sharing a special clip of our special event that we like to call in a tradition of the Billion Dollar Luncheon. Never before have a dozen or more NABWIC women come together on one platform to talk about this great organization and the benefits it brings to women all over the country. Members and non-members alike will gain a clearer perspective and a greater understanding of NABWIC. As you listen in and join the conversation with questions or comments at the end, you will be hearing from the master builder herself. Also, messages from a few of our national and local leaders. So the Billion Dollar Luncheon is hosted every month on the second Wednesday. We usually start around 11:30 a.m. There are so many moving parts and benefits and opportunities, like a great chance to engage and network at the Billion Dollar Luncheon. So please stay tuned, listen in to this mini special clip, and press 1 on your phone to engage and discuss this clip and NABWIC and hear from some of our leaders.
This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I'm joined here with Tylene Henry. Yeah, thank you. And we're also going to be joined by Jackie Perry. As the founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, I'm very excited to be in this industry for over 40 years. And the idea, I believe, was inspired, that inspiration by none other than God, and I give him the credit, for encouraging us with the idea to bring together Black women in particular who are in the construction industry and in the related areas in this industry. So it doesn't matter if it's professional services, contractors, project control support, people who work in the craft, if it's engineers, we cover everybody. We have our members include women who are not Black. But we also stand on four pillars. And I just like to give a backstory of who we are, and then I'm going to turn it over to Tylene and then Jackie Perry and any of our other members that will be joining us to just share a little bit about who we are, what we do. But the four pillars upon which we stand as an organization, the first pillar is Black girls. Now, all girls in general, but in particular, and the reason I say Black girls is because I was one. And I did not see myself in the construction industry as a young girl. I didn't see people who looked like me, nobody modeling what it looks like. So, of course, I went on to get an undergraduate degree in accounting, a master's in finance, and ended up in the construction industry because of opportunities. The second pillar that we stand on are Black women who are in the public sector. That includes any Black woman who is in policy-making positions, procurement-making positions, most times in the city, county, state, and the National Black Caucus, and those individuals who control politics and control procurement opportunities. The third leg upon which we stand would include Black women who are part of the private sector. So, of course, that's your corporate, that's Fortune 100, Fortune 5000, anybody who's in the corporate area that controls or impacts procurement. That includes your small business representative and those individuals. And then the last pillar upon which we stand as Black women in this industry are the rest of us. The rest of us would include our members, our strategic partners, our sponsors, those of us who are in the trades or in the profession or entrepreneurs. So if you take all of that and put it up underneath one umbrella, that impacts and supports the membership base for which we are standing. So now I'd like to introduce some of you and then to others, Ms. Tylene Henry, who is our president for NABWIC Detroit chapter.
Greetings, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be here today. I consider myself so blessed to be amongst such an esteemed group of women and colleagues. I have been a member of the National Association of Black Women in Construction for, I believe, about 4 years now. And the thing that really struck me about this organization and the members and the people that support it is this mindset of abundance. I was instantly opened with open arms. I am the president of Ujima Services, and I work with women executives, helping them to grow their businesses and protect their businesses with a sound wealth management strategy. And a lot of people are like, what are you doing within NABWIC? Well, there is space and opportunity for everyone. As we continue as an organization to create strategic environments that support educational, entrepreneurial, and professional and social networking connections, we are constantly coming across people that support the work that we do. And that's making sure that there's equitable access to opportunities for Black women in construction. And of course, that provides opportunities for all people in construction. The importance of training the next generation. I love the work that we do in the community with youth. We have an industry day annually, which we didn't have due to the current circumstances, but we're looking forward and know that next year we'll be in a position to facilitate that for our youth, in which they can learn about the different opportunities within various construction industries. We also truly enjoy leveraging our relationships with our elected officials, providing an opportunity for them to share what's important to them so that we can be able to share and be the voice of our communities as it comes to procurement opportunities and programs that come available that often contribute to workforce development opportunities. So I am so excited to be a part of this organization, the work that it's doing, and just the ability to fellowship with women and men alike all across the country. And there's even folks that are in other countries that support this organization as well.
So what I'd like to do is, Andy, if we can have Nicole Allen on. She's our membership chair for the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And I think Taralene Buckles may be interested in making some comments also. So if we can just unmute them and have them share with us, would be great. Nicole?
Nicole is unmuted.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for the invitation to join the call. My name is Nicole Allen, and I currently serve as a board member for the National Association of Black Women in Construction, as well as the membership chair for the organization. I've been in this role now for almost 2 years, and I am very excited to support the organization's growth vision and plan for the next couple of years. I'm also a member of the National Capital Region chapter here in Washington, D.C., where we are continuing to build our membership as well as our engagement with legislative and professionals in the construction industry and trades. So if you have any questions about membership, you can always reach me at membership@napwic.org. Thank you.
Those individuals who are joining us that may not be a member, but is interested in becoming a member, you can reach out to Nicole at membership@napwic.org. And so what I'd also like to do, too, is bring on some of our other members that are chiming in and have them share a thought. But before we do that, Carrie Ann Williams, who is our local president, just want to give her a shout out because this would not happen, excuse me, without her. And to just give all of you, if you're chiming in for the very first time, and you may not be familiar with this organization, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, just understand that every month, locally in the South Florida area, we host what we call a billion-dollar luncheon. And that billion-dollar luncheon opportunity creates opportunities for our members. And what we do is we invite our client to lunch with us. Let me say that again. We invite our client and our client's client to lunch with us. And as we heard from Esther, and thank you so very much, Esther, for that great welcome. Since we're in this great opportunity for growth, some people call it a crisis. I refuse to give it that name. But since we're in a new normal, we decided collectively to continue the spirit of the billion-dollar luncheon. And doing that by hosting this live streaming opportunity for all of you to share in our experience as we share with each other and have our guest, which is going to be a special guest from the Army Corps of Engineers. We'd also like to give a shout out to our sponsor. AECOM has stepped up and they've committed to be our sponsor for today, so we want to thank them for that because these activities could not go on without sponsorship. So, Jackie, if you want to share some comments about our marketing committee, and we'll also have our president of the National will be joining us later on during the program.
Okay, sure. I'm really excited to be a part of our marketing and communications committee because it's a committee where everyone can be involved, and it has something for everyone. So we've got several committees or subcommittees that fall under the marketing committee, and they are our newsletter, which is a national newsletter that promotes fabulous news from NABWIC, which includes news about our members, news about what we're doing and all of our achievement and of our events as well. Then we have Blog Talk Radio, which was actually today at 8:30. And we feature our new members and wonderful programs and segments, again, that's relevant to our members. We also have our social media team, a fabulous team that helps promote and advertise everything that we do within NABWIC, including today's luncheon. And then we have our overall communications and, website. Can't forget our website as well. So we use our website, again, just to help enhance all of our activities. So, again, it's a multifaceted committee. And like I said, it's for everybody, and it's one in which everybody can get involved. And we do invite you to just call us up or email us at marketing@nabwic.org if you want more information. Thank you for letting me share that.
Absolutely. And the chapter that you're associated with, Jackie, is?
I am associated with the, I have no other way to say it, but the best chapter on planet Earth, and that is Northeast Florida, the Dallas Jacksonville.
Absolutely. I have to, I really have to say that you do have 100% participation from your chapter, so you are absolutely right. So we would like to hear from a couple of the other chapters, and then I'm going to turn this program back over to our host so that we can continue with the agenda. We have a very exciting program scheduled for you today. So, Eric, I know we have someone that's representing Atlanta, and then Ursula will be representing the Northwest Florida. Yes, Ursula, thank you so very much. And if we have any other cities that are represented, we'd like to hear from you because we do want all of our participants to know that NABWIC is a national organization. And right now we're in 12 cities across the United States. So if we can have Erica, anyone from Atlanta, if you can unmute them, and Ursula, if you can come off mute, and if we have anybody else from any of the other areas, we've already heard from Detroit, we've heard from South Florida, we've heard from Northeast Florida, and also we have Yolanda Phillips, who represents us in the Texas area. So Yolanda, if you would just come on camera, and Ursula's already unmuted. Ursula, if you'd like to bring us greetings, please, from Northwest Florida.
Yes, from Tampa Bay area. It's a lovely place to be, and NABWIC is here, strong, and growing. I tell you what, when I first was introduced to NABWIC here in the Tampa Bay area, all I wanted to know, what were these people talking about? How in the world could they be doing what they're doing? Who could I get in touch with? It was just exciting, and that's what NABWIC is all about. So Thursday morning, there's a call, and everybody can get on it. And hear more about what's happening in the Tampa Bay area.
All right. Thank you so very much, Yolanda. If you'd like to share, please.
Good afternoon. I am hailing from Texas, where we do have 100 participation in our group as well. We are the biggest and the best, and we're always looking for new members to come in and add to it. That's it.
All right, thank you. And we have Ms. Dolores. Hi, Dolores. So glad to see your smiling face. Dolores has one of those type energy activators, I call it, that you cannot be around her very long without being extremely excited. Good morning and good afternoon, Dolores, if you can bring us greetings from your awesome area. Thank you, Yolanda.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me on. And again, everybody's bragging about being the best. We're just going to be a slow startup, and we'll come out in front later on. Because my biggest competition in my mind is Detroit, because they always show up and show out. So our membership is going to exceed them.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to remind everybody, we are sisters in the spirit. We operate with many, many, many committees. And like you've heard earlier, we have a finance committee, membership committee, marketing, operations, and one of the very active committees inside of our education committee is our investment club. We have a very active investment club that has been going now almost 3 years, very strong. And we really want to encourage all of you who are listening in for the very first time. If you are not a member, please connect. We have the membership. Nicole is putting the information for our membership information and our website. Nicole is going to place our website in the chat. And if you're listening in on Facebook Live, you can reach us at nabwic.org. So with that, did I get every area that's on? All right, so we're going to go ahead. I'm going to turn the program back over to Jada. And so we will go ahead and resume the agenda. Jada, if you can come off mute.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Ann. Thank you, Ms. Ann, from our great founder and inspirer of NABWIC for all of us sisters. I will turn the program over to Ms. Shelley Ransom.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. My name is Shelley Ransom Jackson, and I am the president of Benchmark Construction Consulting and Management, Inc., where we are a premier full-service permit expediting firm as well as general contractor. And this morning, it gives me great pleasure to honor one of our very own as the NABWIC Woman in the Spotlight. And that honor this morning is being bestowed upon Ms. Shirley Everett, president of Everett Painting Company, Inc.
Wow.
Everett Painting was established January 1986 with over 34 years of service in Miami-Dade and Broward County area. A full licensed contractor specializing in services of painting, waterproofing, sealant, wall covering, and a small business advocate. Everett Painting Company has a reputation for competence, quality, and endorsed by the number of repeated clients over the years. Shirley Everett is a graduate of Florida International University and has been a NABWIC member for over 10 years. She has held many national leadership positions and currently serves as our national NABWIC treasurer. Over the years, Shirley has played an intricate role in NABWIC, being the go-to advisor for financial, operational, and local member leadership responsibilities. Shirley, we at NABWIC want to thank you for your dedication and hard work. Let's please all give Shirley a round of applause. That's deserving of this honor.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Once again, I'm Shirley Everett, and I am president of Everett Painting Company, Inc., a stroke above the rest, exceptionally the best, and we do it right the first time. I'm also the treasurer of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I am part of the South Florida chapter. At this time, I would like to introduce one of our new members. Her name is Ida Smith, and Ida is a member of the South Florida chapter. Ida, A. Ida, would you like to make any comments?
Yes, I am Aida Smith. I want to thank you all for allowing me to join such an amazing group of experienced, wonderful women. I look forward to learning and serving with NABWIC. Thank you so much.
Okay, so if we could go back to our president, Ms. Kimley Naylor, if you're able to come off mute.
Kimley, are you going to be giving us greetings?
I am available for some greetings. Good evening, everyone. So how is everyone doing today? I just wanted to come in quickly and say hello to everyone. Sorry for the movement. I think we got it situated now, but an active, busy work day, so I tried to pull over here, at least hear what's going on. But thanks, everyone who came in to attend this session with us. It's very appreciative as we move into this virtual community. That's what we're finding. We're making most of our connections in these type of platforms. So thanks all for coming. Again, as you were invited, please join us as NABWIC members. We are still growing, we're still developing, and we would love to have your support. So please consider becoming a member with us. As we're planning upcoming events, we will be hosting another virtual meeting very soon next month and our strategic planning session. So come bring your ideas, become a new member. Bring us that fresh perspective to keep this organization being impactful and allowing us to continue to be the voice of Black women in construction. So thank you. And I'm going to go back on mute.
Thank you so much, Kimley. It's awesome seeing you. And we thank you for that wonderful greeting. Before we go to our closing remarks, I just want to remind you that our next Billion Dollar Luncheon is next month on the 10th. So we look forward to seeing you. And I will now turn over the closing remarks to Ms. Aida Smith. Aida, thank you.
Well, we have come to the end of this engaging and informative event. And on behalf of NABWIC, which stands for National Association of Black Women in Construction, South Florida, I thank everyone for your attendance and participation. Without you, this would not have been as successful as planned. I especially want to acknowledge our guest speaker, Malia Krause, who took time from her busy schedule to present to and educate us on the subject of emergency stimulus opportunities, which I am sure has been of immense value to all of us, especially in such an environment in which we're operating a bit as business owners. Malia, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I also thank our sponsors who support has contributed to NABWIC as organization in general and specifically to the sponsorship of this event. To the membership of NABWIC, our planning committee steered by President Carrie Ann Williams and especially Miss Ann McNeil, who has been our guide and our anchor. We would not have been able to do this without you. Thank you so much. Lastly, but certainly not least, a big thank you to our members of all the chapters across the country and other guests who took time out on this very day to join us. We would not have had such a successful event without your presence. Have a wonderful day, and we hope to see you online very soon. and of course, at our next $1 billion luncheon on June 10th. Thank you so much.
I must acknowledge we do have on our president from the newly formed chapter in Atlanta, Ms. Stacey Blakely. So if we want to please just give a moment to give her an opportunity to come off mute and share some words. And then again, we want to thank our sponsor, AECOM, came through and they committed to sponsor this event. So we want to let everybody know that they are in the house and we are very appreciative of their sponsorship. So Stacey, if you're in a position.
Hey, good afternoon. Greetings from Atlanta. I just want to reiterate what Dolores said earlier. We are on the move. We're excited about the growth in our chapter and the opportunities here. Thank you for today's luncheon. Number one, it sets a precedence for the rest of the other chapters and within NABWIC. And we just look forward to growing and continue with momentum. And even, you know, despite the things that are going on right now, we've resolved to keep our heads to the sky and to just continue to grow and uplift each other. Thanks, Ms. Ann.
All right. Thank you, Stacey, so very much. All right. Thank you. I would like to encourage, I love cliffhangers, but I would like to encourage everybody to join us. We have a very special program for the month of June, but we will encourage you to go to our website to get the details. We're waiting for a couple more confirmations. I will tell you that it is big. It's very big. It's very, 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 very big. But you have to register to join us. And also would like to encourage you to think about sponsoring this event and also participating, but especially about becoming a member. And if you are a member and you're not actively involved, please consider becoming more involved with the organization. And so Esther, back to you to wrap us up. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anne. I just want to say once more thank you to everyone for making this a success. It was great seeing you all again in the same space. And just remember that we are meeting again next month and we want to see you and we want to see more people. So please invite as many people as possible. There's a lot of information to learn and a lot to share. So thank you once more and have yourself a wonderful afternoon. Take care.
Thank you.
Wow, the power. So you have heard from our national and local leaders. If you didn't know who we are, now you know. The National Association of Black Women in Construction. We've shared some of our highlights, our women in construction, or our woman in construction highlight this month. Is this no other than Miss Shirley Everett? You heard from our new member, and you've heard a little bit of messages from all of the sisters and individuals involved in NABWIC. So, at this time, if you have any questions, any comments, or you just want to discuss NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, with us. After this quick commercial break, we will have Ms. Ursula Odom and Ms. Jackie Perry and myself here in the studio ready to talk and discuss NABWIC.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Okay, So there are many hands in the studio today. I'm so excited. First up, we're going to go with no other than the master builder I see has stepped into the studio this morning, Ms. Ann McNeil. You can go ahead and unmute yourself, Ms. Ann.
Jada, what a phenomenal show. I tell you, it brings back memories. And I really just want to just give a shout out to you, Ursula, and Jackie, and all of the leadership for this awesome organization, because just sitting here listening to the show today just continues to remind me of what a simple idea could do. So I really want to encourage all of us to continue to just aspire to do and be the very best we can, but to also continue to be more active in your own civic organization. And if you don't have one, please consider joining us, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, because we are the voice, not of just Black women in construction, but I'd like to suggest to the world that we are the voice of construction. So I really just wanted to come on, Jackie, and all of the leadership. JD, you're doing a phenomenal job. And really just say thank you, because what you're all doing, Erica, everybody, is really taking the organization and our membership and our sponsors and supporters and partners to an entirely different level, because this show is evergreen. So thank you.
No worries, no problems. Thank you, Ms. Ann. The spirit of the leader is the spirit of the group. We love it, love it, love it. Okay, so we have some more hands in the studio ready to join us. Ms. Ursula, Ms. Jackie Perry, if you could go ahead and unmute yourselves, make your comments, maybe take another audience listener, and then I hate to say it, we're going to have to close out the show, but you know, you can always find us every Wednesday here for this exciting conversation with NABWIC Talks at 8:30.
All right. Good morning. This is Jackie Perry. Just want to say good morning to everybody who joined us for the show this morning. And I just wanted to kind of echo a little bit of what Ann said, just listening again to all of the comments that were rendered the other day. And it just kind of helps to reflect back and just hear sometimes what value and what benefits derive are accrued to us as members. So just hearing Ann talk about those three pillars again was just really helpful in reminding us again about that foundation upon which we built. And then listening to all the wonderful leadership just reminds me of all the wonderful, strong women that we have in this organization. So it just makes me proud to be a part of NABWIC. And I want to encourage anyone, maybe the ones that are listening today may already be members, but you know folks who are not members who can definitely benefit. And that's a two-way street, because they'll benefit from NABWIC and we benefit from them as well. So I just wanted to say I'm glad to be a part of this organization, and I thank you and Ursula, Jada, for your leadership on Blog Talk. And I'm just looking forward to what the rest of this year is going to bring, despite, again, the challenges that we have right now. We know we're going to overcome them. So this is going to be a great 2020, and I'm looking forward to 2021. Just want to invite everyone to be on the alert for news about our 2021 annual meeting that's coming virtually to everyone, but it'll be hosted from Northeast Florida, Jacksonville. So be on the lookout for that. Thank you.
Well,
good
thank
morning.
You,
this is
Jackie.
Ursula. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ursula. No. So sorry.
This is Ursula, and I just wanted to say, Jada, you're doing a wonderful job, and it's a delight to hear. Also, I wanted to remind everyone that this NABWIC Talks is your voice as a member, and that's what we're here for, to give you a voice so that you can speak to the community and to the organization, letting them know what you do, how you can help, and where you fit in the grand scheme of things in terms of making things happen, being a part of the building that the Master Builder talked about. And I'm just grateful to be a part of this myself. Thank you. Great job, Jada.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Ursula. I was actually going to time check because Ms. Ursula is my boss today with our studio time. So, Ms. Ursula, do we have one more minute for another comment from any of our listeners in the studio?
We have about 9 minutes, so if someone would like to raise your hand and actually share, you have an opportunity to do so. And if you, in fact, get on a roll, we can extend the time, but we have 9 minutes at this point.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so yes, you could, our next virtual billion-dollar luncheon will be June 10th. Each month it is a different industry focus, so we definitely invite you to head over to our website and stay connected and stay engaged with NABWIC. And we can open up the studio lines now for some more comments and questions as we are on NABWIC Talk.
One question from Erica.
Jen, I just wanted to state speak to my experience with NABWIC. It's just an empowering environment, and I wouldn't want to be a part of any other organization. I get to, you know, learn and contribute to the development of this organization, and that makes me feel, and you know, like a part of something. And, you know, that's what I've been looking for a while. I'm about to relocate here from Atlanta soon, and the transition is that much easier because I'm moving to Florida. And, of course, you know, NABWIC is huge in Florida, and the network there would allow me, you know, more opportunities to connect with other people. And, yeah, I really appreciate it. I can't wait to be a part of the Tampa chapter going forward.
Well, thank you, Erica, for sharing. And Erica Rogers is actually one of our shining stars. She is our social media chair, co-chairing with Ms. Monique. So we definitely appreciate you, and thank you for all of your leadership in leading us in the way there, Ms. Rogers. But, of course, I'm so excited. I would have the show going all day, but I have to give a special shout-out to no other than my own local chapter, South Florida chapter. So with love, I say good morning to all of my local chapter sisters and, of course, my national chapter members, sisters, brothers, and guests that will eventually become our members, new members as well. So, Ms. Ursula, Ms. Jackie Perry, if we don't have any more exciting updates or announcements, we're going to go ahead and close out the show, but you can always find us here next Wednesday, same time, same place, at 8:30. Thank you for joining us this morning.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.